Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Peter Hatz. I am going to be talking about finance, money management, and stocks. Looking after your finance should be your ultimate goal in order to stand out from the common masses. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening to me today. It's another episode of Peter Hatz podcast. It's been a while, I know, I understand, my fans all around the world. It's been a while that I've dropped my podcast, but please just bear with me. I'm getting on board gradually now and I will start, dropping my podcast, frequently from now onward, but just bear with me. But today we're going to talk about a very interesting topic, and the topic is what people won't tell you about stock market investment, crypto market investment, or real estate investment. So I'm going to be naming some points today, which will probably help you in the journey. And while you keep on investing and, putting money away for your future and for your children and grandchildren, right? So the first thing is, you can't invest today and expect to double your money overnight. That's it. That's the first one, the first point. You cannot invest today and believe you're going to double your money tomorrow. Investments or investing in the stock market is not a casino. If you want to gamble, just walk into a casino, put your money down and, do whatever you want to do. And maybe you might be lucky to win some. But we know, the house always win. So you can't beat the bookies, like they say. So if you're investing, don't always believe that by tomorrow morning, when you check your portfolio, you would have probably double your $100,000 that you put in today, or £50,000 you put in today will probably be 100 tomorrow. Investing in the stock market is not like that. Whoever tells you that you can double your money is not telling you the real truth. Okay, I don't want to prolong this episode short and sharp and straight to the point, right? So the next one is, it's easy to lose all your investment if you start on the wrong foot. Okay, some people will say, oh, I got this investment idea from a friend and he's been buying this company, or he's put money in these meme coins 2 years ago and he's double his money now, so let me just start putting. And with that, some people have started on the wrong foot, putting money away in a wrong investment or in a wrong company or a wrong or just unreasonable project. We understand what happened during the Shiba Inu saga and all this meme coin issue 2021, when people were running around and putting their money in all these meme coins, and at the end of the day they've lost their money and all that. Hopefully the meme coin might come back in the future, but starting on the wrong foot is going to demoralize you and probably discourage you from investing in the stock market, in crypto, or in any investment. Any investment you don't have a clue about, don't put your money on there, because it's going to discourage you, and that might be you out of the market or out of investments, area for the rest of your life. So you want to start on a very sound note. While you are investing, you know what you're doing, you know what you want to invest in, you know what the company is all about. That's how to put your money away and invest accordingly, right? So another one is, the best time to start investing is now. Some people will tell you, I'm 55 years old, I've not been saving money, I've not been putting money away, I don't know when to start, how do I start, what do I need to buy, how do I buy them? Well, my advice for you is, the best time to start is now. If you start now, if you start today, it's gonna, at least you are in it now. So if the market turn around, you're in it already. It's not like you're gambling that you're expecting something to double. You are in it already. And forget about the past. The past is gone. There's nothing you can do about the past. But the future depends on what you do today, okay? The future depends on what you do today. The past is in the past. and we always remain in the past. But what you do today will determine where you're going to be in the 5 and 10 years to come, okay? Another one is, don't take investment strategy or idea from random people. Remember, you are dealing with real money. 2020, when the market went down during the, you know, Rona, you know, virus pandemic, market went down 40% and everybody became a strategist. Everybody was becoming an analyst. They know what they're talking about. Whatever they say you should buy, people are buying. And before you know it, start doubling 10%, 20%, 200%. There's some company that went 400% in a week and all that. So they're getting, people getting ideas from their barber, from their plumber, from their, you know, from whoever comes to their house to fix something. They tell them, are you in the market now? Are you buying this? Are you buying that? People start buying random stuff. But when the market turned around, everybody's holding the bag. Whoever FOMO'd in, FOMO is fear of missing out. So people that actually FOMO'd in to buy an unreasonable company, they are holding the bag at the moment, thinking, when is it going to turn around? That is taking investment idea from a wrong person, from like wrong people. You don't even know whether they know what they're talking about, but they were giving you investment ideas and you were putting money away because their friend told them to buy this. Now you're buying it, you are in it together. And some even will tell you to buy stuff, they will sell out and you will be there holding the bag. You don't want to be that guy, okay? So that's another one. Another point is, the platform you choose to invest is as important as the money you want to invest as well. If you want to start investing, or you want to start, you know, putting money away in the stock market or cryptocurrency, I'm not going to mention any platform on this podcast, but I'm saying you need to do your due diligence and understand, what is this platform about? What's the platform fee? How am I going to be paying for this? What's the annual fee for this platform? Are they viable? Are they reasonable? Are they protected? If anything goes bang, is my money going to be saved in this platform? If you don't do those due diligence, you're just going to buy into a fake or some random public opinion platform. And before you know it, when the test come, they just blow away and your money is as gone as anything. So before you start putting your ad and money away, you need to understand which platform you want to use. Ask friends, watch YouTube channel where people are analyzing what this company is all about. What are they doing? Are they protected? Are they certified by FCA and all that? If they're not, you want to stay away. You want to move away quickly from those platforms, because once your money is in there and they go bang, that's your money gone and gone for good, okay? Do your due diligence before you use a particular platform to start investing, whether it's crypto, whether it's stock market, bond, anything you want to put money in, need to do your due diligence. Okay, that's another one. Another point is, you must be proactive to win big. Some people will just say, well, my friend told me to buy and I'm buying it, so I'll just keep it and just look away. No, investment, you have to be active, not proactive. You have to be in it. You have to understand what you're keeping your money in, what company you are buying. Is it a company that you actually know is going to be around in the next 20, 30 years? If it's not, then why are you putting your money in that company? So you have to be very careful and understand why you are buying this company, and you have to be proactive. So if you don't know about a company, ask a question, reach out to people who knows what they're doing, do your due diligence, go on YouTube, go on all these investment platform that you know, that they can tell you what this company is all about. Some platform you have to pay for it. I know information is not free. You have to pay for this platform to get the correct information that you need. It's better to pay £7, £8 per month and get the right information than thinking you can do it on your own and end up losing all your investment. It's better, because I understand some people don't want to pay, but they don't understand that information is power. Information is not free and it's never been free. You need to invest in yourself. That's part of investing in yourself. Invest in yourself by seeking knowledge and seeking information that you know you need, that's going to help you in this financial journey. So the last one is, investing is not a sprint. I always tell my friend, investing in the stock market is not a sprint, it's a marathon. You don't think, oh, I want to invest because next year I want to travel to United States, so I need the money to start. You know, I want to put money away now so I can get the money to travel on holiday. No, it doesn't work that way. What if the market turned around? What if something happened and you pour your life saving and, you know, all your money, everything? You even, some people even borrow money to invest in the market. You don't want to borrow and invest and before you know it, your money is gone. The market is turned around. There's a political issue, economic issue, interest rate going up. You know, feds are not cutting rates yet, so market is down. But all your money is in now. So, and you are down minus 70%, minus 80%. So it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. You invest gradually, go along the line of the market, you know, follow the trend. Don't follow people, follow the market trend. What's market saying? What's the analyst saying about the, you know, the expectation of the market and what's to come in the nearest future? Follow the political issue around the world as well. Political issue affects market speculations as well. If somebody is in the government and you know this person is not really, you know, it's not really thinking the way market wants, or it's always, you know, talking gibberish on TV and market has no direction, you want to stay away from the market in those periods. You want to keep your money dollar cost averaging to your, maybe your dividend companies and all that, and just keep your money safe somewhere. Because we may say, oh, political issue is not, no, those political decisions affect what the market is going to do. Well, guys, that's the end of today's episode on what people won't tell you about investing in the stock market and cryptocurrency. Guys, thank you very much. I don't want this episode to be longer than necessary. I will see you on the next one. I am Peter Ads. Bye for now. And thanks for your support. Bye-bye.